Anchorage voters gave a boost to the liberal-leaning camp on the city's assembly in yesterday's elections for the state's largest city. But they also voted down a change to the municipality's tax cap formula and did not pass a major capital bond for dozens of public schools. Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports.
290 votes.
At the end of the night, as staff clear tables and TV crews pack away their gear, South Anchorage Assembly candidate John Weddleton and his supporters are running through the math on whether or not they won. But with just two small precincts left to be counted, Weddleton's victory appears extremely likely.
I am excited because I have been frustrated that people who come from a community council background, learn how the city works, get involved with the city really deeply, aren't winning seats on the assembly.
Weddleton says the race became extremely partisan, and in spite of his focus on policy details, he became viewed as the liberal candidate.
I don't identify as a liberal. I like my government simple, small is better, local's better.
Whether they identify with it or not, liberal-leaning candidates in four of the five assembly races beat conservative rivals. In West Anchorage, former legislator and school board member Eric Croft was elected. Incumbent Dick Traney held on to his midtown seat. And in East Anchorage, Forrest Dunbar, the former Democratic challenger to Representative Don Young's House seat, won by a wide margin.
I'll go where I'm needed, and there's a lot of work to be done. Obviously, the budget and public safety are the two priorities. That's, what our campaign goals were.
In the Chugiak Eagle River race, incumbent and former mayoral candidate Amy Domboski held a sizable lead over challenger Nicholas Begich III. School board incumbent Betty Davis held on to her seat, but in the second race for school board seat B, the divide between Kay Ellen Schuster and Star Marcet is too close to call just yet. That race will be decided as the last ballots are tallied in the days ahead. Turnout in the municipality was low, just 21%. For many who did cast ballots, the most controversial issues weren't the candidates, but the propositions over charter amendments and bonds. Ned Harshberger voted with his young daughter at the Alaska Zoo, which hosts a polling site in South Anchorage.
I mean, I hate raising my property taxes, but school bonds, just seeing schools out there, they're always hurting for money, so I did vote yes.
That puts Harshberger in the minority. To the surprise of many, the $49 million school bond looks like it will not pass, failing to garner a majority of votes. In a statement, Anchorage School District Superintendent Ed Graff says he believes the results show a mix of community support as well as concern and uncertainty over the state's fiscal climate. The no vote on the school bond is one of two budget kinks the assembly and administration will have to iron out in the weeks ahead. Proposition 8 received 60% of the votes necessary for amending the municipal charter, fixing a firmer interpretation of the formula for calculating the city's tax cap. Mary Van Berkowitz says the passage of five other bonds related to roads, parks, and public safety demonstrates the voters' faith in Anchorage's economic prospects. But the Prop 8 vote means the administration will have to adjust its budget.
We'll figure something out. We always have. We'll find a way forward.
The proposal to put a 5% tax on retail sales of cannabis products passed with 79% support. The city expects revenues from that tax to cover local administrative costs once the new industry is open for business. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.
The municipal clerk's office says they're still calculating more than 5,000 absentee ballots. Results won't be official until they're certified on April 19th.